And you may be seated. I'm so glad that you're here tonight. Welcome to Christmas Eve at Genesis. And I'm just impressed that you all made it through that fierce winter storm out there in coastal Alabama, and you survived it, so way to go. Will you turn to the person on your right-hand side? Will you look them in the eye with a big smile? And will you say to them tonight, Merry Christmas? Will you do that? Now, will you turn to the person who is behind you, and will you look at the person who's behind you with a big smile, and will you say to them, Where's my gift? Will you do that? That'd be great. Thank you. I'm sure that you've heard this, but this past Monday has actually been renamed. This past Monday has been renamed as Panic Monday. You have Black Friday and you have Cyber Monday, but this past Monday is now called Panic Monday because so many people are out shopping trying to get last-minute gifts. And I know we all do gifts different. Some of you actually opened some gifts on Christmas Eve. How many of you, by a show of hands, would just raise them really high tonight and say, we open at least one gift on Christmas Eve? Were you just very proud? That's awesome. You should know everyone else is judging you. I just want to let you know that. And so people open gifts at different places, and Panic Monday is one of those things because a lot of people aren't finished with their shopping, and I actually happen to have some family in the room. I'm so glad to have family in the room, and I'm a big believer in just dropping subtle hints as it relates to things that maybe they could buy me. Maybe they are doing some last-minute shopping. I don't want to say anything, but just some subtle hints that maybe tonight when they leave, they can go and consider. I don't even know how to admit this. I guess I should be honest. Like, I like receiving gifts. Is that okay to admit? Like, I know that's really, really awkward, and I believe Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm a professional Christian, and I believe it's better to give than receive, but I kind of like receiving. I do. It's just something about receiving a gift, and I grew up in a family, and I really do. I blame this on my mom because my mom is a terrific gift giver, and so I would wake up at 2 or 3 a.m., and I would storm down the stairs of that two-story house, and I would walk in to the living room, and there would be gifts, and I couldn't wait to see those gifts, and I would have this awe, and I would have this wonder, and some of them would be wrapped, and some of them would be unwrapped, but I just loved receiving gifts. And now I'm a dad, and I have a 20-month-old boy and a 6-year-old daughter, and I love watching them unwrap gifts. Before we came, they unwrapped some gifts, and they do it with intensity. And maybe some of you might remember a professional wrestler. His name is Ric Flair. Before my son, who is 20 months old, that's right, before he opens a gift, he just goes, woo, and then he just jumps in it. I'm telling you, you got to see it. It's pretty amazing. I just love it. I love it. I love seeing their whole face light up. I love seeing them have this sense of awe and this sense of wonder. And maybe you're here today, and maybe you know exactly what it feels like when you give like the perfect gift to someone. There's someone that you just can't wait to give this gift to, and you know it's like the best gift ever for them. You know it's going to make a big impact on their life. Well, here's what I want you to know tonight. I want you to know that Jesus actually knew that we would enjoy giving gifts and receiving gifts, but he kind of goes one step further, and he essentially says, I know that you're really good at giving gifts, but I want you to know there is a heavenly Father who is absolutely the best gift giver. And don't take my word for that, by the way. Jesus is surrounded by a group of religious leaders, and this is from Matthew's perspective in the New Testament. And Matthew is someone whose life has been changed by Jesus. And that's the thing I love about Jesus. Jesus can change a human life anywhere at any time. He just specializes in that. And Jesus is going to share something to these religious leaders. You know the difference, right, between religion and the gospel? Religion is what we do to get to God. The gospel is what God in Christ Jesus has done to get to us. And here's what Jesus says. You have to see this for yourself. It's Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. And Jesus just simply says, you, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? In other words, Jesus is saying, I know you're a really good gift giver, but I'm here to tell you that you have a heavenly Father who is the best gift giver ever. And I thought about that because some of us are here tonight, and let's just be honest, when you think about God, all you can think about is someone that is highly disappointed in your life. That whenever you think about God, all you can think about is someone who is highly frustrated with you. And you may think, God wants nothing to do with me. And I'm just here to tell you tonight, no matter what you've heard about God, that's not the God of the Bible. And that's not the God of the Christmas story. In fact, the God of the Christmas story is the best gift giver ever. And if you go back to the Old Testament, there's someone named Isaiah. And again, God can change a human life anywhere at any time. And Isaiah's life has been changed by God. And so God is essentially sharing in the Old Testament about the gift of his son. It's 700 years before the birth of Jesus. And you got to see this. This is what we find in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It starts with the word for. Maybe if you hear nothing else tonight, I want you to take that word with you, for. Maybe you have never been to a local church. There's some amazing local churches in our community. And I'm just going to tell you, maybe your thoughts of local churches is, local churches are known for what they're against. There's plenty of amazing life-giving churches in our community, and their message is what they're for. And maybe you're here tonight and you've never thought about this. Maybe your thoughts about God is, God wants something from me, but I want to tell you tonight, God wants something for you. And so Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we see, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Prince of Peace. And this in the Old Testament is a way to say, this is how this child is going to be described. But we know in the New Testament, that child has a clear name. That child is Jesus. And maybe you've never thought about this before. Jesus Christ. Christ is not the last name of Jesus. It's a title given to Jesus. It means Messiah or anointed one, and it's always connected to the word king, and Jesus means Savior. And so here's the beautiful, amazing news. Into the world has come the Savior King. And you move from the Old Testament into the New Testament, and the birth of Jesus has happened. And directly following the birth of Jesus, God announces this birth in a spectacular way to some places we might not expect, to some people we might not expect. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And by the way, you would be too. Can you imagine? You're in the middle of the night. The only things lighting the sky is stars. You're sitting there and you've got a campfire and some hot chocolate and you're talking. And if you were dozing off to sleep, I promise you, if an angel showed up, you'd be awake. And this angel's not silent, but the angel actually shares to them. Verse 10, and the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Not just some of the people. Not just people who look the same. Not just people who act the same. Not just people who live in the same region and have the same passions and preferences. But maybe the best phrase that I can share with you tonight is, this is for all people. Jesus is for all people. That means for those of you who are here tonight who recognize that you're broken, and those of you who are here tonight and you think you got it all together. It means for those of you who are here tonight and you are struggling with depression and anxiety and you are frustrated, and those of you who are in the greatest season of your life, Jesus is for you. For those of you who are here tonight and you go, I am financially struggling, and those of you who are here tonight feel like it's been a windfall year. For those of you who maybe have been a part of a local church all your life but know more about local churches and about the Bible than about Jesus. For all the people, because God is the greatest gift giver ever. It says that this will be good news, and I would do you a disservice if I didn't say it can only be good news if there's bad news. And the bad news is there is a holy God. And when sin enters the world, our relationship with God is broken, and we cannot earn it, we cannot achieve it, we cannot accomplish it. It needs a divine intervention. And only through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus can we have life with God here and now and for all eternity. In fact, the Apostle Paul, again, Paul's one of those people who Jesus has changed his life, because Jesus can change a human life anywhere at any time. And this is what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The free gift. Why? Because our Heavenly Father is the best gift giver ever. No one gives gifts like God. And it actually says that we would have joy. And joy is different than happiness. Happiness is what's happening to you. If you left here tonight and before the end of the year, you got a raise, you'd be happy. But if you didn't get a raise, you might not be so happy. Or if you got demoted. Happiness is based on our situations and circumstance, but joy is based on a work of the Spirit of God. It's an evidence of a transformed life. You can have everything falling around you and still have joy in the midst of your struggle. That's what joy's about. And here's the thing that I figured out. It seems like every time Jesus shows up, joy shows up. And the Christmas story is a story of joy. And whenever you think about this, it's really, really staggering, because we can come to the Christmas story and we can read it and say, that is a great story about a holiday, or we can say, that's a story about hope. Because what was released in the manger is the same thing that was released in the empty tomb. It was hope, and hope is a person. And that person is Jesus. And when we respond to the free gift of God's grace, we receive joy. Because Jesus can change a human life anywhere, at any time. Oh, I wonder what it would be like if tonight, whenever we left and we went back to our homes, and maybe you opened gifts, maybe you gathered with people, but what would it look like if our hearts were so stirred, just like a little boy or a little girl opening gifts for the first time, we were full of awe and wonder because we realized God gives the greatest gifts. And what would it look like on December 24th, 2019, for maybe someone in this room to have their life changed by Jesus? Because it can happen anywhere, at any time. I want you to hear the word of God tonight and receive it. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Would you pray with me tonight? And I want to invite you, as you're there, maybe you have someone in your life and you're a follower of Jesus in this room, and you know they don't have a relationship with God, and maybe right there in your seat you would just pray for them. They could be one of those people. And maybe you're here tonight and you don't have a relationship with God, or maybe it has been such a long time and you know that the Spirit of God is working in your life and you just want to respond. And tonight you're going, I don't have a relationship with God, but Pastor, would you pray with me and for me that on December 24th, 2019, I would know that I have faith in Jesus and I belong to His family. If that's you tonight, I just want you to raise your hand and then I'm just going to pray for us. But if that's you tonight and you want to begin a relationship with Jesus, I just can't think of a better time to do it. Just extend your hand forward. Now, would you just pray with me? Right there in your seat, you can just pray with me. God, we thank you that you give the greatest gifts. And Jesus, tonight, we receive fresh and new the gift of life that you give. We recognize we are sinners in need of your grace. And tonight, we put our faith, our hope, and trust in you. Forgive us of our sins and give us new life. Spirit of the living God, from this day forward, would you help us with your word and your people follow your Son? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.